This is a really good way to start because it does come with things like the meditations. It comes with a guide for leading Visio Divina,
What is that?
Which is, it's a group prayer practice that's based around meditating on images and then listening to the spirit and kind of responding to some questions. So it's a way of using the artwork as almost a mediator for listening to the spirit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grunewald Guild podcast. My name is Scotty, and today I am joined by Sarah Jane, who is the art programming coordinator here at the Guild. And we're going to talk a little bit about the traveling art show that's been going around the Northwest for the last 3 years. And it's pretty exciting stuff, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks. So Sarah Jane, how long has the Guild been putting on a traveling art show?
We launched our first one in the fall of 2012. So This is the third year that we've been doing it. And this is the third exhibit that we have put out. We've done one each year so far.
Okay. And does each exhibit have its own theme or subject matter?
Yeah, we start with a kind of a general theme that we want to build around. And we put a call out to the artists, most of whom are faculty here at the Guild, and we've also included some of our past artists in residence. And we just put a call out to the artists saying, this is the idea that we're kind of working with. Sometimes we have a working title, but I think so far the working title has never turned out to be the actual title of the exhibit.
Really? What's a working title?
So the working title for this year's exhibit was Feast and Famine.
Okay.
And when the artwork came in, it didn't seem to be as sort of black and white as Feast and Famine. Mm-hmm. And so Misael, who's my co-curator this year, he and I looked at the artwork and talked a little bit, and we came up with the title of What Sustains Us, which still addressed issues of hunger and nourishment, but it seemed to be a better fit with the actual artwork that came in.
Okay.
And so it's been nice to be able to adjust a little bit depending on the specific artwork that we get and to really try to build a theme that fits the work that comes in.
Okay. And you said meditations? There are meditations with each?
Yeah. So each year we have put out a booklet of meditations, one fairly short meditation for each work of art in the exhibit. So this year there are 15 works of art, and each one has a meditation that's a half page or less. So they're very short reads. But they let people walk through the exhibit and have something to sort of focus their mind as they're looking at the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who maybe are not really experienced going to galleries and looking at artwork, or some of the pieces in the exhibit that are a little bit more abstract, a little bit harder maybe for somebody to connect with, the meditations really help people to focus and find something that they can get out of each work of art in the exhibit.
Did the change in title of the show affect the way that the meditations were written?
That's a good question. We actually settled on a title before we wrote the meditations.
Okay.
And so I think that deciding on a title and looking at the artwork and really trying to understand what is the core essence of this particular group of artworks, I think that probably influenced how the meditations were written, because we really had spent a lot of time with the artwork at that point, looking at pieces individually, but also as a body.
What type of art is in this traveling show?
Well, I'm intentional about selecting pieces that are pretty varied. So we have a lot of different media represented. We have paintings and textiles, mosaics, sculptures, drawings, pottery, and that's intentional to try to just give a range of different artwork for people to look at. And I'm also, one of my goals for the exhibit is to have some pieces that are, fairly naturalistic, fairly traditionally attractive, things that you would be comfortable hanging over your couch in your living room and looking at every day. And I also like to pick a few pieces that are a little bit more challenging. Maybe something that's a little bit more abstract, a little bit more difficult to understand. So obviously, because churches are family spaces, everything has to be family friendly, appropriate for viewers of all ages. But for example, your piece in the show this year, Scotty, is two plates, Who Chose? And maybe we can post a picture along with that
podcast. Yeah, I think we can do that.
That piece is one that I've had a couple of different churches telling me that viewers have really struggled with. And actually the meditation has been one of the things that's helped people connect with it in some way or better understand what they're looking at.
Cool. And so you said Misael wrote the meditations this year?
Misael, I'm going to butcher his name.
That's okay.
Misael Fajardo Perez is a Lutheran pastor in Wenatchee. And we had gotten connected with him 2 years ago because he offered to translate our meditations into Spanish. We wanted the exhibit materials to be bilingual. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed with him and just loved the way he interacted with the artwork and the way that he did those translations. And so this year, when I was looking for a co-curator to work with, I approached him and it was really exciting. He had never done a project like this before. Mm-hmm. And so for me coming from an art background and him coming from more of a ministry background, it was a fun, just combination of abilities and insights that we were able to bring together to the project.
So Misael has not written the meditations for traveling shows previously.
That's correct.
Okay.
Each year, I've always been one of the curators, and I've always chosen another person to work with.
Could you explain real quick for people who don't know what a curator means?
Yes. So a curator is somebody who selects the artwork to be included in an exhibit. And so my role and that of my co-curators on this project is to look through. Artists send us a number of images, and sometimes we'll look at something and we'll think, oh, it's a really nice work of art, but it's not necessarily a great fit for this theme, or it's too similar sometimes to something else that we have in the exhibit. And so it really is about selecting a collection of artworks that that work well together as a body, that maybe will have a little bit of dialogue between different works of art in the exhibit. They balance each other out. So that's the job of a curator.
This traveling show, and I'm assuming traveling shows on into the future will mm-hmm. be bilingual?
That is our goal.
Okay.
We're really committed to making this accessible, and definitely here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of Spanish speakers, and honestly, I would love to see translations into other languages as well as we continue to build the program.
Yeah. So if anybody out there listening is fluent in another language aside from Spanish and would be interested in maybe translating some future meditations, would they contact you?
I would love to hear from people, definitely.
Oh, that would be really cool. Very cool. So this traveling show, your church doesn't have to be a specific denomination to have this show, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
We've sent it to churches of lots of different denominations and some non-denominational places as well.
Okay. And so if a church wanted to get the show, what would they get along with the artwork?
So it comes with all the artwork. We provide wall labels, so you don't have to print up any labels or anything as you're hanging the exhibit. We provide booklets of meditations, and those actually have the pages can be removed and placed in different order, so that once you see the order that the artworks are going to hang in your specific space, you can reorder the meditation booklets so that they'll be in order as people walk through the space.
Hmm.
And that's important because just different spaces, the artwork might work differently. You might have to put all the 3D pieces in a specific area of the church or whatever.
Yeah.
We also have a resource packet that we provide to host churches. And this really is designed for churches that maybe have never exhibited artwork before. And for people who maybe don't have a lot of experience. And so there's information in there about safe practices for handling art, how to contact your insurance company to provide coverage for the artwork while it's in your possession. There's a sample press release and some information about how to publicize it to your community. There are guidelines on how to host a reception. And there's also some information in there if a church hosts the art show, has a good experience with it, and then says, hey, we want more art. There are some resources for other organizations that do traveling shows, and also how to contact artists to commission artwork. So, yeah.
Wow. How many churches has this been to?
I think about 10 so far.
Okay, over the 3 years?
Over the 3 years, uh-huh. And we have several more churches that will be hosting it later on this year.
Okay.
The What Sustains Us exhibit that's currently traveling.
Okay, so we're recording this this is March 18th?
Mm-hmm.
19th? days. It's all details. What church is it at currently?
So actually today is the closing date for it at Regent College up in Vancouver, BC.
So it's not only for churches?
It's not only for churches. Okay. We designed it for churches, but apparently colleges are interested in it as well. It was really fun partnering with Regent because they paired our exhibit with their annual community exhibit. And so they asked artists in their community to submit artwork that addressed that theme of what sustains us. And then they hung the artwork kind of on opposite sides of the gallery. Hmm. So there's a little bit of a conversation between this curated exhibit and then all of these responses from different artists in the Regent community. It's closing at Regent today. And then sometime in the next week or so, it's going to be traveling all the way down to Oregon.
Okay.
And it'll be opening in early April at West Lynn Lutheran Church in West Lynn, Oregon.
Very nice.
Going to be in Oregon for several months. We've got 3 different churches kind of in the greater Portland area.
Okay. And this show is just for the Northwest?
Right now, we've only got it traveling here in the Northwest. And that's mostly because it's been easier to drive it from location to location than to hire a shipping company.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think that within the next couple of years, we're starting to get requests from places that are beyond the Northwest. And so I think at some point it will be traveling nationally.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's very good. So it sounds like, you know, you're making it really easy for churches to host this event. You have all the publicity and information that comes with it. And so it sounds like a pretty easy thing for a church to put on. What do you think is the biggest benefit of getting to have this show in your church?
Well, I think that there are a couple of benefits.
Okay.
One is that, especially for Protestant churches, historically we've not been very good at integrating visual arts into a worship experience. Protestant churches often have phenomenal music, but you'll go into the worship space and it's pretty drab, maybe it's fairly simple, and there's often not a lot of visual artwork there. And so I think for churches that are wanting to incorporate more of that into their worship and their programming, this is a really good way to start because it does come with things like the meditations. It comes with a guide for leading Visio Divina.
What is that?
It's a group prayer practice that's based around meditating on images and then listening to the Spirit and kind of responding to some questions. So it's a way of using the artwork as almost a mediator for listening to the Spirit.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think one of the big benefits is to a church that is wanting to incorporate more visual art and maybe doesn't always know how.
Mm-hmm.
I think another benefit is it's a really great tool for kind of soft evangelism. So a lot of us, you're laughing at me.
That's a scary term. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah.
A lot of us maybe are not real comfortable inviting people to a church service or a Sunday school class, something like that. But if there is somebody in your neighborhood, in your community, that you'd like to invite to your church, saying, hey, on Thursday night, there's going to be an art reception. You want to come out and, you know, have some cookies and coffee and look at some artwork. It's a really comfortable way to invite somebody into your church. And for people in the community who maybe, don't want the pressure of showing up the first time at your church for a Sunday morning service, it's also a comfortable way to come in, and hopefully people do have a good experience and might want to come back for other programming. So it's a good outreach. We've had churches that have hosted the exhibit who've reached out to their local schools and had art classes from the local schools be able to come through.
Hmm.
So it's a nice connection to the local community and to people who are not necessarily a part of that congregation.
That's fantastic. So Sarah Jane, if somebody listening thinks that their church would be interested in hosting this, how would they get in touch?
So you can email me at sarahjane@grunewaldguild.com, and we'll put that email in the notes on this podcast.
Great.
You can also go to grunewaldguild.com And if you look under programming at the very bottom of that drop-down menu, there's a tab for the traveling exhibit. You can see images of some of the artwork, some of the, even the churches where it's been displayed, so you can see what it looks like in a worship space. And there are some commentaries and other information on there. So you can get a lot of information from our website.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us today. It's been really cool to learn more about this show. And it's beautiful. I've obviously, because I live here, I've seen the show get put together and seen it up all three times. And it is really a very nice show. A lot of varied work, all different media. And it works surprisingly well in many, many different types of churches.
It does, which is always fun to see because it's like a different experience seeing the same artwork but in a new space.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And thank you for listening. I hope you found this podcast informational and enjoyable. If you have any questions about the Traveling Art Show, or maybe your church is interested in hosting the show, please contact Sarah Jane, and her email is sarahjane@grunewaldguild.com, and she'd be happy to take care of that. Also, if you have any questions or comments about the podcast or have any suggestions for future topics, go ahead and email me at scott@grunewaldguild.com. And if you want all the latest up-to-date news about the Grunewald Guild, please go to www.grunewaldguild.com. And that's going to have all of our most recent class listings, retreat opportunities, and opportunities for you to come up, volunteer, maybe be an intern this year. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this podcast, if you know somebody who might also enjoy this podcast, please share it. And it will help us grow and get more podcasts out there for you to listen to. All right. Have a great day.